Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Prayer will fix it for you. If you don't believe it, go back again, and the Lord will sure answer and receive your prayer. Well, we're so blessed to be back on after the weekend to welcome to a time of reflection with New Destiny Ministries, where we are empowering souls for destiny. Our founding host is Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. We're so thankful to see her back on. You know, she always loved New Orleans, so she's home in New Orleans. So we're so excited that the prayers of the righteous took her all the way through there and got her back there. Thursday afternoon of last week. So we're so thankful to the Lord, Lord and Savior, for her being back on the broadcast today. And I'm your co-host at this time today, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destinies without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundational scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. And I read that out of the King James Version, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. We air daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific time. Our Saturday segment airs at 5 a.m. Pacific time with Minister Billy Burns. And early Sunday morning prayer. We have corporate prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Please feel free to come in and join in and pray. We're normally there 35 to 40 minutes, whatever the Lord lead as we go forward. Tune in expecting and to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. The call-in number is 858-683-1334, and it's for all segments on this broadcast, Block Talk Radio, New Destiny Ministry. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail any prayer request or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast to New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page on Facebook, and we're on Twitter at New Destiny 54. And listen online also at www.newdestinyministry.com to hear our archived message like I'm speaking right now. And we appreciate and are thankful for your tremendous support of the godly men and women that willingly share the anointed, powerful word of God with each of you and me and Evangelist Bernard, that call in and those that visit this broadcast by internet or in the chat room. Don't sign off because God has a rhema word just for you and me. And with that, our founding host is back on the broadcast. And our subject this week is still the second week we're going. Prayer still works. And when I'm going to call on Mother Charity to open up in prayer. And the next voice you'll hear is our founding host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard, all the way from New Orleans. Mother Charity.
Rubius cakes.
Mother Charity.
Yes, right. Praise the Lord. God bless you today, amen. We're thankful for another week that the Lord, amen, is starting us off. And we thank the Lord, amen, for over the weekend. All the saints of God was blessed. And we just thank God for being so good to us. Now we're going to go before the throne of grace.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank and we praise you, O God, for another day.
Amen.
God, that you have smiled upon us, O God, that you have awakened us to see another day. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise you for all of that goodness that you have shown to the children of men. We thank and we praise your holy name today. For, Lord, you are worthy, my God, to be praised. In Jesus' mighty name, we are thankful, oh God, for keeping us under the precious blood of the Lamb. My God, that you will order our steps today, that you will bless us as only you able to do. Give each one, amen, encouragement today. In the name of Jesus, glory to God, that you will strengthen each and every one. My God, we thank you and we praise you, my God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, stay the hand of the enemy today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, and take us through.
Glory.
My God, we'll certainly praise your name, my Savior.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we'll magnify thee, and we'll give you the glory, honor, the praise, my Savior. For Lord, it's rightfully thine. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we pray today. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Mother Charity. Hallelujah. Thank God for Mother. Thank God for mothers being on the line. Amen. You know, if you have a mother on the line, they have the experience, they have wisdom, they have knowledge, they have discernment, amen, and they have been battle-tested, amen. So I thank God for Mother Charity, thank God for Mother Cannon that come on the line, and again, we give God all the glory and all the honor. We thank God for another opportunity to be yet in the land of the living. Thank God for another opportunity to be able to come and fellowship with each and every one of you. We thank God for this awesome opportunity. Truly, we don't take it for granted. Amen. We thank God for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, and for the wonderful job she did and she keeps on doing. Amen. As she manned this switchboard. It's a job. It's a job, especially when you have more than five or six callers, when you begin to have numerous of calls. It's a job. It's a job. So we take our hats off and we salute and commend Sister Ruby for a fantastic job she has been doing, man, in this switchboard. Amen. It's very rare today to find faithful people, amen, that, you know, just not showing up for the glory of the job, just not showing up for positions or title, but they're showing up because they have the love of God deep down in their heart. Amen. I'm just so happy that God has put that in us, amen, and if God don't put it in us, you surely wouldn't be able to perform. As we begin to think about last week and the homegoing celebration of a good friend of ours, Pastor Evangelist, she was associate pastor, so I'm not wrong when I say that, Evangelist Earlene Cummins, amen, that went on to be with the Lord, and we just had a glorious time celebrating her homegoing, amen. And one of her favorite songs was "It's Deep Down in My Heart." And everybody that knew Earlene knew that she would sing that song, amen. She wasn't a psalmist, but she sung because of the love that she had for God and the love that she had for God's people, amen. So continue to keep the Cummins family in your prayers, amen. We thank God for you all keeping us in your prayers. We were able to come through four different states, amen, and nothing but a great God, like the God we serve, can cause us to come forth and send his angels to shield and protect us. And we thank God that we arrived safely. We're feeling it a little bit in the physical body, amen, but the spirit is always able to go forth. Amen. The Bible said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. But I thank God for arriving safely. I thank God for all of your prayers. Truly, your prayers brought me this far. Your prayers got me through it. Amen. I was trying to go straight through. Amen. But I thank God for Prophetess Glover and Mother Charity, Sister Ruby, Dawn, and Sister Cammie, Sister Albertine, all of you all that were praying for me, Sister T, you know, encouraging me along the way and calling and checking on me. That meant so much. That lets you know that people appreciate you. Sometimes when you feel like you're going through and you're thrust in a situation, sometimes you feel like there's no one there. Amen. We know the Lord is there because God will always provide and protect us, but you know it's just in our human nature to want a human person to connect with us and let us know that they're praying for us and let us know that they're thinking about us. That means a lot. So thank God for all of you and thank God for all the speakers that went forth in my absence. And truly, I wasn't prepared for the task today, but nevertheless, the work of God must go on, whether we feel it or not. Amen. Paul told Timothy, be instant in season and out of season. He said, preach the gospel. Amen. in season and out. And that means whether you feel like it or not, you still have to go forward. So I thank God we're going to continue on with our subject matter from last week, prayer still works. Amen. And if you believe that today, then you should be able to tell somebody about your experiences. You can't say prayer still works if you've never had God to do anything for you. If you've never been on the edge where you didn't even know where your next meal was coming from. You didn't know how you was going to pay your mortgage. You didn't know if your telephone was going to be disconnected. You didn't know if your water bill or your PG&E was going to be able to stay on. You didn't know those things. And the only way you were able to experience the grace and the mercy of God is that he sent in help. Hallelujah. When you couldn't see your way and you didn't even know how to even look to God, amen, God came on in. Remember, the Bible tells us that we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but it says the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, it make it intercession for us, because sometimes we'll be praying for one thing that we think we need, but God saying, you don't need that new pair of shoes today. You need some grapes. Hallelujah. You don't need a water bill paid. You need some mercy and some strength for tomorrow. Amen. So we don't know what we need to pray for as we ought, but I thank God for the Holy Ghost, because it make it intercession. So our subject is prayer still works. And I'm here to tell you that I am a living witness, a recipient of how prayer works. Hallelujah. Because when I couldn't pray for myself, somebody thought enough of me to intercede. Somebody thought enough of me to push back their plate and call out my name to the Lord. So I'm grateful for that today. Amen. I tell you, I thank God for, as I was traveling, Sister Cammy, and I just have to, I always like to give accolades and honor those that the Lord put in our path to be a blessing to us. And I thank God for it. It's only by God's grace. How many know that God's people are the greatest people on the earth? If it wasn't for the prayers of the righteous, amen, we wouldn't have an earth. We wouldn't have a nation. Amen. We wouldn't even be on this line. But it's because of the prayers, the effectual, fervent prayers, the Bible says in James 5:16 and 7, it availeth much. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So I just thank God for Sister Cammy opening up her home. I thank God for Sister Albertine. She was the first one I saw, and I was able to go into her salon, amen, and get my hair done where I would be able to be presentable for that Sunday and that Monday. Thank God for them in the opening up their homes and showing me so much love, and their business didn't have to do it, and all the monetary blessings that people put in my hand while I was traveling. They'll never know how much that meant to me. It just confirmed that. Glory to God. It confirmed in my spirit that God was surely leading me to this place. As I shared with my cousin Dodie, Prophetess Glover, I say, even today, I say, you know, if God didn't tell me to go, I would have been just as nice and satisfied and relaxed and comfortable right there in Stockton. But how many know when God tells you to go, it's not something that you just immediately embrace? Amen. And sometimes it takes a while for us to know that it's God. Amen. Because we want to pray, and we should pray about it. Amen. We should pray about it and seek the Lord and see, Lord, is this you? Or is this my flesh? Well, I want to serve you all notice today. Certainly, this is not my flesh. Even though New Orleans is is the birthplace that I was reared in, Amen. I was born and raised here in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I was a young woman when I left this city looking for a better life. Look, did not know that God was going to bring me to Los Angeles to save me, but he did just that. And I tell you, God has blessed me tremendously. I never envisioned myself coming home. And if God didn't send me to this place, I wouldn't be here. And I don't know what God is going to do. And I'm just going to follow his instructions. I'm going to follow the leading of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And if I follow God's instruction and the leading of the Holy Ghost, I know I won't go wrong. I know it's not going to be easy. They call this city the Big Easy, and they call it the Big Easy because my grandmother used to tell me, if you can't make it here, you can't make it anywhere. Well, if she was living today, she would be able to be a witness on my behalf and say, well, I can't say that no more because God took my granddaughter, God took my great-granddaughter, and he allowed her to be successful somewhere else. So she wouldn't be able to attest to that today. Amen. So I don't know the fullness of why I am here. But I do know this, that God has a work to be done. And if I don't get it done, he always have a ram in the bush. Amen. Don't you ever think that God won't provide somebody, amen, somebody, pray out, what he is expecting of us. God always has somebody. Amen. So don't ever think you're indispensable because you're not. Amen. So we just thank God for you all. Thank God for you all saying and tuning in to the broadcast. This is special to me. If I don't ever do anything else, this radio broadcast has been a lifeline, not just for others, but it's been a lifeline to me. Amen. It has kept me stable. It has kept me focused. It has kept me encouraged. Hallelujah. And I bless the Lord for a time of reflection. This is a time where I can come in and fellowship with those of like mind. This is a time, hallelujah, where I can come in and talk about the goodness of Jesus. Amen. This is the very first time I'm able to see my great-grandbaby. She's about a year old. Amen. They don't know me, and some of the children don't know me. Amen. But I thank God for being home, and I thank God for what he's doing in my life. So at this time, amen, I want to invite your attention. I wasn't able to really study like I wanted to, but nevertheless, I say, Lord, what are you trying to say to the people today? We're talking about prayer still works. And as I began to look at James again, you all know this is a very familiar scripture. And James chapter 5, verse 16, well, we'll start at verse 13, and we're going to read on down. Amen. It says, is any among you afflicted? That's a question. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Amen. If you are afflicted, amen, the Bible tells us to pray. And it says, is any merry? Let him sing psalms. So if you're married, you can sing some psalms. And in the midst of you singing those psalms, amen, that affliction may not feel as bad. Amen. And then verse 14 says, if any sick among you, it says, now there's a difference in affliction and sickness. Ah, glory to God. Lord, help me today. It says, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders. Amen. Now let's just define afflict Oh, glory to God. Now, I told this young lady that I was going to do my broadcast. She could have stayed gone until I finished what I was doing. But she, I said at 3, excuse me, listener, wait a minute. Amen. Excuse me, you all. So let's define afflict. Amen. Afflict says to distress with mental or bodily pain. It also says trouble greatly or grievously. Hallelujah. To afflict, that means to be in distress. Amen. With mental or bodily pain, that's what afflict means, okay? And then when we look at the word sick, ah, glory to God. Let's look at that word sick, amen. Because the Bible tells us if any is afflicted, mental or bodily affliction, you can pray for yourself. But it says if you sick. And somebody might say, well, it seems like it's the same, but it's different. Amen. So it says sick means to be afflicted with ill health. Okay? Ill health or disease. Ah, glory to God. So you see the difference? If you're sick, your health is bad, or you may have a disease. It also says to be deeply afflicted. Affected with some unpleasant feeling, being sick, as of sorrow, disgust, or boredom. So you can be sick in your heart because of your mental stability. So you may not be stable in your mind. That can be a sickness, and that can also be an affliction. But the Bible says the afflicted need to pray for themselves. But it says, if any sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. So you don't have to call for the elders of the church, Mother Charity. If you have an affliction in your mind, if you're thinking something is wrong with you, you don't have to call for the elders. This can be a mind thing. Amen. So if it's a mind thing, guess what? Lay hands on yourself and begin to pray. Hallelujah. If I'm troubled in my mind and things are not going well with me, I don't need to call to the church. I don't need to call to the elders. This Holy Ghost power that I have that's dwelling, like we say, it's like fire. Shut up in our bones? Well, if it's like fire shut up in your bones, then lay hands on yourself and say, Adrian, I come against this mind affliction today. I come against this mental disturbance. I come against these thoughts that the enemy is whispering to me. Do you know the enemy will come in and whisper to you while you are asleep? He comes in your sleep. While you're sleeping and you're supposed to be resting, the enemy will come in and start whispering to you. That's what we call seducing spirits. Those are the type of afflictions that you have to pray for. Ah, glory to God. But it says, if any sick among you, then you call for the elders of the church. Sometimes we're having some mental afflictions in our mind, and we don't tell anybody about them. But we get mad. We stay away from church for a month or two because we're having some mental afflictions. We're being afflicted in our mind. And if we have not called anyone, then nobody knows what you're going through. But it says if you are sick, God, I bless you today. Then you call for the elders of the church. Then you say, Pastor, I'm calling to let you know I'm sick. What's the pastor say? Well, what's wrong? Well, been experiencing some nausea in my stomach. Amen. I've been vomiting. My bones and stuff is aching, and I can't really move too well. Well, that seems like something is going on. That may be a little flu virus. Amen. But you are calling because this is a physical sickness. Amen. This is not a mental affliction. This is physical. So if it's physical, if you're sick and I'm running and I may have to go to the doctor to get some tests done, then that's some sickness. You might have something ailing you. This might be a disease or something that you experience. So that's why we have physicians, for you to go and be tested, for them to see what's going on. Now, some of us from the old school, we don't believe in doctors. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, and guess what? They were ordained by God. Physicians were ordained by God. So it's nothing wrong with going to get checked. It's nothing wrong with making a personal visit to the doctor's office. Oh, glory to God. Then it says, let's finish with 14, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And verse 15 says, and the prayer of faith, glory to God, the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he had committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Verse 16 says, confess your faults one to another. You say, well, what that have to do with praying and prayer still work? Well, once you begin to confess your faults one to another, then we know you're not sick. We're praying for something different. Because if you have a fault, amen, and you disclose that to me, and you say, Sister Bernard, you know, some things disturb me, and you know, this is something that I just can't tolerate, amen. And sometimes I'm overcome because I let these little things disturb me, amen. You know, and I can't take that, so I'm confessing that to Sister Ruby, and Sister Ruby said, "Well, we'll pray about that thing." Okay, then that's a fault that you had. Amen. And it says, and pray one for another that ye may be forgiven. Hallelujah. For the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Hallelujah. And you know the favorite scripture we love to quote is in Second Chronicles. Oh, we quote that scripture all the time. Second Chronicles chapter 7. We go to verse 14, he says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, this is the Lord talking, amen, and he began to talk to King Solomon. You know, I'm switching it up a little bit, because we need to know that prayer still works, but it's different prayers for different situations. It's different prayers for different circumstances. It's different prayers for what we're experiencing at this moment. Amen. So we quote that, if my people, which are called by my name, we shall humble ourselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. But many times we don't want to meet the requirements that's necessary for God to answer our prayers. The James said the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. But there's also a scripture that God says he reigns on the just as well as the unjust. He said, God also said he hears a sinner's prayers. That don't mean that God is going to grant the same privileges that he grants to those that serve him. It's a difference, people of God. So I say, Lord, help me with this. What do you want us to glean today? What do you want us to say to the people to remind them that prayer still worked, to remind them that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail in much? Amen. And then God took me to the book of Daniel. Amen. We all know about Daniel. We all know that the book of Daniel tells the story about Daniel being in the lion's den. And how Daniel was so confident in the God that he served. Amen. And he didn't lay it to the king's charge because the king did what he had to do. Amen. But Daniel looked to God. Many times, people of God, when we get in situations, we begin to pray. But we're really not looking to God. We're looking to somebody else. Because if you're going to look to God, you got to wait on God. Isaiah 40 and 31 say, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. That's even in prayer. You got to wait on God. I heard Dr. Singleton say, as you're waiting, keep on moving. Waiting don't mean standing still. Waiting don't mean not doing anything. Amen. But Isaiah said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Teach us, Lord, how to wait. Teach us. I'm asking the Lord to teach us how to pray. Teach us how to wait on God. I'm one of those that don't want to wait either. I want my cake. Hallelujah. I want it, and I want to eat it right now. Amen. I don't want to wait until tomorrow. So when I'm talking about waiting, I'm not just talking about you all. I'm talking about myself. Hallelujah. How many know when you're preaching to someone else, amen, it hits you first. Hallelujah. But as we begin to look at Daniel, we know that Daniel thrown in the lion's den. Hallelujah. But before Daniel got thrown in the lion's den, there was some specific things that happened that occurred in Daniel's life. Before the three Hebrew boys, who was also Daniel peers in the gospel, hallelujah, also was Daniel friends that he was raised with. We all know that story, how they got thrown in the fiery furnace. But I want to read a little bit today, and then I'm going to let you go. Before even those events occurred, hallelujah, Daniel was somebody that God had already ordained for this particular task. Hallelujah. He was already anointed. He was already appointed to do what he needed to do. Amen. So I want to invite your attention quickly. We're not going to read all of this. We're just going to hit on a few verses because we want to let you know that prayer still works. Hallelujah. I don't care what the outlook look like. Amen. God has the final say. Amen. I don't care. Hallelujah. What the doctors say. I don't care what your employer say. I don't care what the bank say. Amen. I don't care what the doctor's report say. God has the final say over your life. And he said, I know the plans in Jeremiah. I know the plans that I have for you. God already know my destiny. I don't know what's going to happen in the next hour, but God knows. Let's go to Daniel right quick. Hey, glory to God. And we're going to read just a little bit. We're in Daniel chapter 2. And it says, and in the second year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar, Nebuchadnezzar dreamed dreams wherewith his spirit was troubled and his sleep broke from him. Then the king commanded to call the magicians and the astrologers. You better watch these magicians and these astrologers and the sorcerers and the Chaldeans, for to show the king his dreams, So they came and stood before the king. See, we miss this sometimes because we want to go to Daniel in the lion's den. We want to deal with the miraculous, but this was a miraculous case. Because if Daniel, hallelujah, wasn't a praying man, he couldn't have got the revelation from God to interpret the king's dream. But let's read a little bit because some of us don't read. Amen. We hear these stories in church when the pastor get up on Sunday morning to tell us the stories. But you got to read this Bible for yourself. That's how your faith is increased. That's how your prayer life becomes effectual. When you begin to search these scriptures for yourself, the Bible says search the scriptures, for in them you think have eternal life. Oh, so let's go. So they came and stood before the king. And the king said unto them, I have dreamed a dream. I know I'm skipping around today, but this is how the Lord is leading me. Amen. He said that I have dreamed a dream, and my spirit was troubled to know the dream. Then spoke the Chaldeans to the king in Syria, O king, live forever. Tell thy servants the dream, and we will show the interpretation. You can't show the interpretation of a dream unless God is in it. Amen. If you're an astrologer, if you're a magician, if you're a sorcerer, amen, you're not working for God. You're working for the devil. Amen. And Satan is your father. Oh, but God, only God can give you a pure, holy interpretation. Eh? Glory to God. And verse 5 says, the king answered and said to the Chaldeans, I'm talking about prayer still works. The thing is gone from me. This is the king. He said, it's gone from me. See, the king couldn't even remember the dream. Oh, God will give you a dream. Amen. And if he don't want you to remember it, he'll give it to Sister Ruby and Mother Charity. And he'll have them to call you and tell you what your dream. The dream left the king. Hey, glory to God. He said, the thing is gone from me. If you will not make known unto me the dream, listen at the king. He talking with the interpretation now, ye shall be cut in pieces. What is he saying? And your houses should be made a dunghill. He's telling the astrologers and the magicians and the sorcerers who was going around lying for profit. See, you better watch yourself when you start trying to sell God's word. When you start trying to lay hands on people for profit. Amen. You trying to maneuver and manipulate the people of God. Hey, I got a word for you today. Prayer still works. Amen. I don't have to ask you for a dollar. Hey, God is my source. He's my resource. I don't have to tell you that I'm gonna pray for your business to thrive. If you send me in a $500 fee, the devil is a lie. God ain't in that. He said, freely I have, freely I give. Peter and Paul said, silver and gold I don't have. We don't have no silver and gold, but such as I have, I give it unto you. Amen. You better watch these folks. And we always going to run somewhere. There's a stranger in the city, and he's killing. That stranger is Jesus. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is have faith as the grain of a mustard seed. Hey, you don't need nobody to prophesy to you. Hey, glory to God. God is prophesying in his word from Genesis to Revelation. There's prophecies. Amen. All you got to do is walk in the word. All you got to do is stand on God's promise. Hallelujah. God is a great promise keeper. He'll never leave. He'll leave you. He'll never lie to you. He said, shall pass away, but my word, he said, I'll uphold my word. Hallelujah, Lord. I don't know why you took me here. I don't know who on the line yet. Hey, glory to God. But prayer still work. Hey, glory to God. The king said, if you're not able to tell me what I dreamt, if you're not able to test. They weren't, how can they interpret a dream if they don't even know what the dream is? What the dream was, matter of fact, excuse me. So if I don't tell you my dream, if you are a false prophet, then guess what? You got to figure out something. You got to try to see if I was talking in my sleep and somebody heard me and recorded me. Oh, you better watch these people today. But let's go to first thing. But if you show the dream, listen at what the king said. If you show the dream and interpretation, he didn't just want the dream, he wanted the interpretation of. He said, ye shall receive me gifts and rewards and great honor. Ah, and therefore show me the dream and the interpretation thereof. Amen. And let's read on now. Let's drop down to verse 10. Then the Chaldeans answered before the king and said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king's matter. Well, the devil is a lie. God always going to have him somebody. I just said that earlier. God will never be left without a witness. Don't you be deceived. God will always have somebody to proclaim his word, to testify of his works. He said, there is not a man upon the earth that can show the king, the Chaldean saying this, show the king's matter. Therefore, there is no king, Lord, no ruler that acts in such things at any magician or astrologer or Chaldean. So they're telling the king, guess what? We know you the king, but you asking something impossible. You're asking something that we don't have the resource and the reasoning to even deliver it to you. This is a hard thing. Ah, the question asked, is there anything too hard for God? No, but it was too hard for the magicians or the astrologers or the Chaldeans, because they wasn't working with the spirit of God. They wasn't working in the spirit of humility. They wasn't working in the spirit of love. They was working in the spirit of pride. They was working in the spirit of sorcery, witchcraft. It wasn't of God. Oh, you better know it wasn't. So let's go on. Verse 11 says, and it is a rare thing that the king requires, and there is none other that can show it before the king except the gods. They're still looking at the little gods, the little small gods. That is the gods we make in our lives, whose dwelling is not with flesh. So they're admonishing that these little gods don't dwell in flesh. You see how the devil will manipulate us and distort our vision and distract us of what's godly and what's holy and what's real? It says, verse 12, for this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded this to destroy all the wise men. Now, listen at this verse now. At first, the previous verses began to tell us about the magicians and the astrologers and the Chaldeans. We know they're not of God. But now it changes up in this verse. And it says, for this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. That's where Daniel come in. That's when the ram in the bush appear. Because now they done changed wording. They have changed the verbiage. Now they're saying all the wise men. So the king just wasn't going to destroy the soothsayers and the witchcraft and the witches and the warlocks. But now they're bringing in all the wise men. So that's where Daniel enters in. Because Daniel was a wise man. He was ordained for this task. He was ordained for such a time as this. You better watch out what you ordained for. Hey, glory to God. So it says, let's read this again, because I want you all to know this is not my Bible. I'm reading out the King James Version. And verse 12 says again, for this cause the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. And the decree went forth that the wise men should be slain. And they sought Daniel and his fellows to be slain. What do you say? They saw Daniel. They saw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Those four Hebrew boys, they sought all of them because they knew they were wise. They knew they were gifted. And they knew they served the God of the universe. They served a God that will never leave them. They served a God that would never forsake them. They served a God that they put their faith and their trust and their confidence in. They didn't look to man, and they stood on the promises of God. Let's finish this. Then Daniel answered with counsel and wisdom to Arioch, the captain of the king's guard, which was going forth to slay the wise men of Babylon. He answered and said to Arioch, the king's captain, why is the decree so hasty from the king? Meaning, why is the king so angry? Why is he so mean and mad with us? Then Arioch made the thing known to Daniel. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time, make your request known. The Bible said, make your petition known. Daniel went in. Sometimes we are afraid when we get in certain situations to ask. But my Bible says we have not because we ask not. My Bible also says, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. Why are we afraid to stand before the king? Why are we afraid? We're afraid to stand before the king of the earth. But you need to be afraid of standing before the king, hallelujah, of the earth and the heavens, the king of kings and the lord of lords. We're not afraid. We're not fearful of God, but we're fearful of man. That shouldn't be. We should be fearful of God. And when I say fearful of him, meaning I should reverence and honor God. Before I'm standing with my knees trembling and shaking before the unjust judge. Oh, that's another story there. Let's go on. Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known. The Bible said two is better than one. Amen. That's Bible. Amen. You can find that in Proverbs. Two is better than one. So Daniel went and conferred with his friends. And he made this thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God. Desire mercies of the God of heaven, Mother Charity, concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Now let's jump down on the 21. And he changes. This is Daniel. Daniel began to pray. Well, let's go on and read 19. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. God revealed the secret to Daniel in a night vision. Now, God would not reveal anything to you if you don't know him. If you're not in communication with him, if you're never intimate with him, if you never go into your secret closet, if you tell everybody your business, hallelujah, and you make your petition known to man instead of God, why are you going to God? Just answer me. If you don't tell your friends what's going on with you, what is it to consult with God? You're defeating your purpose because you're giving more credence to your friends than you are to God. You got more faith and confidence and trust in your friends than you have of God. Take your petition and your request to God. Prove God because prayer still works. But it's only going to work when you know God. When you have established a personal relationship with him, hey, glory to God, it worked. It's working for your good. Hey, glory to God. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel. I'm at verse 19. In a night vision, then I'm closing. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Ah, we won't finish this. Verse 20 said, Daniel answered and said, blessed be the name of God forever and ever. For wisdom, listen at Daniel. He talking about his God. He said, for wisdom and might are his. Daniel is magnified and edifying God. He said, wisdom and might are God. Blessed be the name of my God forever and ever. And he said, this is how he further edified God. He said, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removed kings. God removed devils. He removed those that are not worshiping and walking uprightly. Those that are not walking circumspectly, God will remove you and set it up kings. God giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. Daniel began to further testify and say, he revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. Daniel said, I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who has given me wisdom and might. God, Daniel is acknowledging God and has made unto me now what we desire to be. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's manner. Therefore, Daniel went in unto Arioch, whom the king had ordained to destroy the wise men of Babylon. He went and said thus unto them, to him, destroy not the wise men of Babylon. Bring me in before the king, and I will show unto the king the interpretation. Daniel is telling the captain, I have interceded on all of the wise men's behalf. Daniel wasn't interceding on behalf of the astrologers. He wasn't interceding on behalf of the witches and the warlocks. But he said, I have went before the king. Take me to the king, Tamlamain said. Daniel went before the king. Daniel put on sackcloth and ashes. And Daniel went, conferred with his friends, and then began to pray. The Bible said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availed much. Daniel knew that he didn't have no other friends in Babylon. He had to confer with his friends. Hallelujah. And he said, I will show unto the king the interpretation. Then Arioch brought in Daniel before the king in haste and said thus unto him, I have found a man of the captives of Judah. God will take those that are unknown and he'll raise you up. All you have to do, people of God, is know that prayer still works. All you need to know is that God is working on your behalf. All you need to know is that God will kill the king that you might live. God will confuse and confound the wise men. Hey, glory to God. And he'll reveal it unto babes. These were young men. Daniel and his friends was young boys taken into captivity into Babylon. But God was with them. So I don't care what you're going through. Some people question, why is she going back to New Orleans for? You know why I'm going back? Because I heard the voice of the Lord tell me to go. God told me to go. And I am attesting to that fact today. God told me to go. And I knew he was with me because he confirmed it out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. The Bible declares that every word is established. Now, I know I have some gainsayers. I know I have some haters out there. They're going to question if God told me to go. But let me tell you, prayer still works. Hallelujah. Because when I began to get in my car and load up everything, I knew it was God. And God, hallelujah, was communing with me until I got here and placed my feet on these soils here in New Orleans. God was preparing a way. He said, go. I'm not Abraham, and I don't have his experience, but I have my own experience because I know it still works. I've tried God for myself. I've tried prayer for myself. I'm not living on the prayers of my mother. I'm not living on the prayers of my father. I'm living because of the factual fervent prayers of the righteous. That's what got me living today. That's what kept my mind sound. Hallelujah. That's what kept me with a mind to continue on. Hey, glory to God. Because of the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous. And in my closing, you all continue to read this chapter. When it was all said and done, hallelujah, that dream and the interpretation thereof, Daniel was able to deliver. See, people don't care about your name. All they care about is your delivery. Can you deliver? Can you demonstrate God's glory in your life? Can you demonstrate that favor is upon your life? Somebody said on yesterday as I was in fellowship with Pastor Blake, favor ain't fair. Hallelujah. But favor with God is better than with man. God revealed this interpretation. He revealed the dream. Everything that Daniel and his friends asked for, hallelujah, God delivered. If you ever doubt God, go to this book and read his word. Prove him. He told me to prove him. And how do you prove God? Mother Charity, by standing on his word, by giving God what he has said in his word. All you have to do is reiterate it. All you have to do is recite that word. Lord, you told me that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. You told me the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in and near safe. You told me the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. You told me the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell in and they belong to. You told me, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the you told me I will look unto the hills from what's coming my help, because all of my help come from the Lord. You told me to make my petition known. You told me what is two or three touching and agreeing on any one thing that you would be in the midst. That's how you prove God. You prove him by his word. You prove him by living right. You prove him by being good, doing better than good. Amen. The Bible tells me in Galatians 6 and 10, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men. Not some, but all. What are you saying, Sister Angel? All men. But the latter clause says especially to the household of faith. Amen. So if my sister Dawn got a need and Mother Charity got a need, hallelujah, my sister's in the faith and Mother Charity's in the faith. But just suppose that it was vice versa and my sister wasn't in the Lord. I have to have a special love for Mother Charity because she is the household of faith. Hallelujah. But we want some of these scriptures, we turn them around and we make it something for ourselves. God is trying to tell us today that prayer still works, but you have to try God. You have to try God. Y'all might feel like I'm boasting the deed. Hey, right, she tried. I'm going to sit. So I know the name, the gate say, I'm going to sit back and see what's going to happen, so what's going to become of her. Well, let me tell you, baby, 30 years ago, I left this city running for my life. And for the next 30 years, God was my everything. He was my provider. He was my sustainer. He was my waymaker. He was my mind regulator. He was a burden bearer. Hallelujah. He was my everything. He put food on the table. Hallelujah. He caused me not to never be ashamed of everything that I did in the name of the Lord. It was a success. I'm boasting in the God that I serve. The same God that brought me out 30 years and kept me for the next 30 years, I believe another 30 years, he's going to keep on proving himself to me. Because he's great and he's greatly to be praised. I have sold out. I'm like Hezekiah Walker. I'm sold out. I didn't come here to play, and I'm serving notice to the devil today. Hallelujah. Every soul that God desires, turn up, Messiah, to the book of Acts. Because I didn't come here to do this. God don't do it. Ah, Jesus. Turn to the book of Acts. Hey, glory to God. Hey, you know the Messiah. God added to the church. Where is that scripture? Ah, help me today, God. Sister Ruby, God added to the church daily such as should be saved. So I'm not going to add anything. I can't add nothing. I have to trust God and know that prayer is still words. Know that if he spoke it in my spirit, he'll bring it to pass. And in my closing, y'all finish it. The whole matter is, and they hear the whole conclusion of the whole matter, the wise men wasn't slain. Daniel petitioned God. And that's what I'm telling you all to do today. Petition God. There's nothing too hard for it. Hallelujah. Nothing too hard. The children of Israel was in the wilderness. Hallelujah. And God provided manna, fresh manna for them every day. Their shoes didn't wear out. They didn't have to go to the dentist. Hallelujah. There was no sick or feeble one among them. That's what my Bible tells me. So that's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. All you got to do is trust him. Hey, they say, yeah, she's talking big today. But the tester is waiting on her. I know he's waiting on me. But guess what? God said when he comes in, the enemy comes in like a flood. The Bible tells me God will raise up a standard against them. Hallelujah. I'm not afraid of no devil in hell. And then even the devils that's on earth. Yeah, because we got some devils on earth too. They ain't just in hell. Hallelujah. They come to torment you before your time. They come to wear the saints out. But I'm here to tell you, baby, if you didn't wear me out in 60 years, baby, you got to, baby, I'm sold out. Hallelujah. I already got the seal of Jesus, the seal of God. It rests upon me, so you know who I am. When I walk in the place, you know who I am. When I open up my mouth and begin to testify about God's good, you better know who I am. I said that. Amen. I might have to cry tomorrow, but even in my crying, I'm going to give God some praise because I know what he's done for me. You can't tell my story because you don't know it. Hallelujah. You ain't been through what I've been through. Hey, it's a price that I paid for this anointing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you're going to keep on paying the price because you got to deny this flesh. You got to push back these plates. Hallelujah. You can't run with everybody. And in my closing, let me tell you, you better watch the folks that you hang with. Watch the folks that you're communicating with. Watch. Everybody that's smiling with you and calling your friend, they're not your friend. They're trying to spy out your liberty. Amen. They have an agenda, a hidden agenda. You better know them. The Bible said, know them that labor among you. I know I ain't going to get no help down here, but that's all right. Jesus is my helper. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on showing myself friendly. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep keep on standing on the word of God. I'm going to keep on preaching holiness. I'm going to keep on telling them, hallelujah, how God is a provider, how he's a way maker, how prayer is still working. Yeah, no matter what you're going through, know that he's working it out for your good. He's working it out for your good, people of God. We love you today. I've given you what God has given me, and that's it. Hey, I've been laboring in here. Hallelujah. Because I said, Lord, you're still saying prayer still works. So somebody needs to be encouraged today. Somebody needs to know that your prayer is not in vain. God, it's a single song. Is my living in vain? You got to know that your living is not in vain. You got to know that your praying is not in vain. But up the road, they say, up the road, it's eternal gain. So people, if you continue to suffer, you're going to reign with God. These troubles, these light afflictions, they're only for a moment. They're only for a moment. Trouble don't last always. God had never promised us that we wouldn't go through anything. Look at Daniel. We just told you the story. We told you how Daniel interceded and went and conferred with his friends. Hallelujah. But Daniel didn't know that a greater test was on the way. That was his life being threatened and his friend's life being threatened. But later on, Daniel was really tested. Because he was thrown in a lion's den. Then his friends were thrown in the fiery furnace. But didn't God prove himself to Daniel and his friends? Yes, he did. Hallelujah. He brought them out. God will bring you out where all the world could see. And everyone can attest to the God that Daniel served. He is the true and living God. God bless you all. We love you with the love of God. Sister Ruby. Hey,
yes.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name, God. You keep on doing great things for me. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. I love you. Hey, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory, glory. That was the word.
Bless your name, God.
Hallelujah. You was asking.
Bless your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That the chapter.
Thank you,
was,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ah, Jesus. Ah, hallelujah. Topless Darlene, keep on doing what you're doing, baby. Don't be discouraged. Sister T, Prophetess Glover. Who else on here? Sister Albert T. Hey, Mother Charity. I know Mother ain't lived 83 years to turn around now. Hallelujah, because she know prayer still works. Sister Corinthians, no matter what you're going through, God's going to bring you out because he'll never be made ashamed. Hey, glory to God. Sister Ruby, yeah, y'all know most time, y'all.
God bless. You were looking for Acts chapter 2. It's Acts chapter 2, verse 47. It is a praising God and having favor with all the people, and the church, the Lord added to the church such as should be saved. Amen.
Read that one again, Sister Ruby. We're closing on that.
You want to hear
that? Read that scripture again.
Oh,
read 46, though. Wait. Read 46, then 47.
Okay. And they contend, Acts chapter 2, verse 46. And they continually daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. And
listen
the Lord,
at that.
The Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
Praising God and having favor with not some people, not a few people, with all the people. What a mighty God we serve. I'm done. Hallelujah. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
God bless. Okay, we're opening them up.
God.
Open the line.
Hey, bless you.
We have a few on. Could you hold on for a minute? We'll be right with you. We're going to, I think this is a new number, area code 352-5894.
He just came on.
Area code 352-5894. Okay, thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you. We're on Monday through Friday at this same time. Okay, we're going to Sister T. She was on first today. Sister T.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Prayer definitely still works. I just thank God for this broadcast, and I thank God for the words that was spoken for the woman sitting here, me and Pastor B at Pastor B's home, and we're just enjoying the word. We just praise God for something that you said. You had said something earlier, and it was going on in the house. So I don't know if she wants to go ahead and comment while she's sitting here.
God bless you, Pastor B.
Bless you. I just got a lot going on today. I got to go to court. There's just so much going on. But I was just talking to one of the sisters, and I was telling her, you know, you've been locked up in the room since yesterday. Well, I don't feel good. I said, well, you need to let somebody know that you don't feel good.
And I said, and she had an attitude. 2 days has been the second day. And I said, no, I said, we ask the people, God, we sometimes we don't feel good and we feel sick. I said, but we don't carry an attitude with it like the world do. I said, if you'd have let somebody know what was going on with you, we could have prayed for you.
Hey.
I don't even know what's going on with you because you're locked up in the room, you're not answering your phone. Well, that's how I do. I said, well, you can't be like that living here. You can't shut yourself off from us and from those that's what the enemy wants you to do, is not answer your phone. Not answer your door and shut down.
Yes.
I said, if you let us know, we could have all got together and we could have prayed for you. I said, being you sick, speaking on the scripture that says, is there any sick among you? He said, let them go to the elders for prayer. Let us know that you're sick. We could have prayed for you, son. We could have. You're my driver. You shut down yesterday. I had to get another way to go to church. I was in revival yesterday. I said, the enemy is throwing darts for prayer. Prayer just brought me on through. So I want to thank you for that same comment you made on the prayer line is the same one that I made to her, which was confirmation.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
No
words.
God bless.
Oh, and your godmother came, and she brought the word. And that's what she was speaking on. You know, she's speaking on the woman with the issue of blood, how she has, she says, some of us need to humble ourselves and get down in prayer and take our issues to the Lord. Amen? So your godmother, she spoke at the church and shared on prayer as well. So it's
God
just confirmation.
All right.
God bless you.
This connected you with the mighty prayer warrior.
She's awesome.
Anything. She's known for praying and fasting.
Yes, she blessed the church. She blessed the pastors, my bishop. She blessed both of them and prayed over them. I want to say this to you. I want to thank you for your prayer line. I want to thank you for the broadcast radio station. I want to thank you. That's how I met her. And I want to thank you for being a blessing to me. Thank you for praying for Andre. I had put the phone to his ear when you all prayed for him, and God resurrected him. But I just want to say thank you. You know, when you speak on prayer work, I just laid the phone to his ear and put it on mute because he was crying, and I muted it, and I left the phone by his ear, and I just want to tell you thank you. Thank all of you guys for interceding and praying and travailing. Y'all travailed so much, I started crying. Everybody that was listening was the power of God, you know. And while y'all was praying, you know, his PO officer and him was standing in my living room. And the prayer, I just let the prayer go forth. I just want to tell y'all that prayer came through the phone line and it just blessed us all and him too. Thank you.
Lord, thank you. Hallelujah.
And woo!
That still works. Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless. Prophet is Glover.
Yes, thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Prophet Glover.
Yes, I would like to certainly give honor to God, who's the head of everyone's life, as well as give honor to Pastor Adrian and also Mother Ruby and to everyone else who's on the line. I will certainly have enjoyed the word today on prayer. I've been blessed. And what I was really blessed by today, it just really touched me again. And though I know it very well, is standing on God's word. Because sometimes all you have is God's word to stand on. And it came back to my mind today when Pastor Adrian said it. He will never allow his word to fall to the ground, and he'll never be ashamed. So I'm so blessed and touched by the reminder of God's word. And how you just stand on the word. I mean, the whole teaching was good, but God sent a message to me about his word again today, and I thank God for it.
Oh, glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to touch prophets. Every evil word, every unkind deed, that have gone forth against us. Yeah, we reversing that today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We command blessings. Hallelujah. We command strength. Amen. God, hallelujah. Increase and elevate our faith to a new level in you, God. Amen. Because she has much work to do, and she will live, and she will not die. Hallelujah. We pronounce these blessings over her life. Amen. She will rise up and be the daughter that you have called her to be. Hallelujah. To speak to kings and priests and hallelujah nations. Hallelujah. And rulers and leaders. Oh God, and every word that she speaks, it will not return void. It will accomplish that which you have given her. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch her body right now, God. Hallelujah. Touch her body. And every test, God, that has to be done, every test, God, it'll come back negative. Hallelujah. And it'll be a good report. Because God has work for her to do. Hallelujah. The devil is a lie. You are God's chosen vessel. Amen. You've been chosen of God. Hallelujah. Walk in God's authority. Walk in his peace. Walk in his power. Walk in his love. Hallelujah. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Hallelujah. This is my prayer for you today. Hallelujah. That God will raise up. Hallelujah. Raise up. Hallelujah. Standing against anything and anybody that come against you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that prayer and we believe it to be done in Jesus' mighty name. Execute judgment, God, over our enemies. Hallelujah. For the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Give it to God. Hallelujah. He's well able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. It's all in his hands. Hallelujah. It's in God's hand today. Hallelujah, because prayer still works. Prayer still works. Hallelujah. We bless you, prophetess God, you be encouraged. The scripture says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. This is your morning. Hallelujah. You don't have to wait till the morning. This is already your morning. Hallelujah. So you rejoice in the joy that God has given you in this morning. This is your morning. I declare and decree that today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen. Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless. I certainly enjoyed those words of life. Amen, as Evangelist Bernard brought it forth. Praise the Lord. You know the Lord said that he wants our pure minds to be stirred up. Sometimes we've heard the scripture over and over and over again, but it's always something that you can draw out of the word of God. Amen, you know. And he wants us to continue amen, to keep the word stirred in our hearts. Hallelujah. Sometimes we maybe done forgot some of the scripture, but God will bring it right on back to our mind when we need it. Hallelujah. And he does never fail. Praise God. And I just love the Lord today, amen, for his words of life, amen. Glory to God. And I just thank the Lord, amen, for Sister Adrian Bernard's testimony, how the Lord brought her all the way on the highway and safely, glory to God, and how encouraged that she is to know that she's done what God wants her to do in the name of Jesus, and we shall continue to pray for her, amen, that the Lord will prosper you, amen, in the name of Jesus, and whatever work he's got for you, he will take you through it, hallelujah, because he knows, amen, what you can bear, and he will not let you be tempted above that you're able to bear. In the name of Jesus, but he'll bring you through. So we just thank God, amen, because prayer still works and it will always work. Praise God. Prayer shall never fail. Hallelujah. Amen, because God is able to bring it to pass. Whatever he tells us, you don't have to worry. You can just, like my mama used to say, you can write it in your little black book, because it's going to come to pass. Praise God, so you can look for it. So we just thank God, amen, for his word, because it shall stand forever and it shall not fail. Y'all pray for me in Jesus' mighty name.
You God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank oh,
God.
Yes, oh, yes.
Hallelujah. We're going to, excuse me, Minister William Cardwell.
Glory to God.
Minister William Cardwell.
Oh, God bless you. Sister Adrian, this one is...
Bless you, Uncle William.
Nay, bless God. Thank you. Bless you. Bless you so much. You really touched my heart today. It's a word that I've never heard before because it's new. It's new. Your word that today was just new. It's something fresh I needed to hear today.
Thank
you so much. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. God bless you, because we need prayer. We need, sometimes we think we can just handle sickness and disease on our own, and we can't. We need the church. We need people. We need each other.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's prayer that we think we just can handle, and we can think we can handle life on our own, but we need to call out to God and touch our heads. Please, Lord, help. So, yes, it's just an awesome inspiration word to move on and get closer to God. I just thank you so much for that word. Thank you for your studies of and your heart towards the Lord and towards the love for his people. Every time I don't always get to get in to the block radio every day because I have to go to work. Yeah. But I'm glad I today.
Yes.
Just knew it was a word for me today. So his mercies is renewed every morning. New. Not always new.
Every morning.
Brand new. Brand new. It's just all. Praise the Lord. And look up. To the hills, which come with your help.
Yes.
Our help comes from the Lord. Bless you.
Amen, amen. Let us know what your schedule is like, Uncle William, where you can come up and minister for us again. We certainly, you know, our invitation is always open to you. Give our love to the family.
God bless you. Well, I will definitely call you.
All right. Great. God bless.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. Hello.
No support for that.
Hello?
Oh, Evangelist Bernard? Oh, she dropped. She'll be back on. Sister Albertine?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Ruby, Evangelist Bernard, all the callers. That message I really enjoyed today because I've been dealing with a few things lately, and it's kind of been testing my faith a little bit. But, you know, when you do pray, you know, you have to pray and believe and know that God has got you. You know, he's got your storm. He's got you. And even though it's not right when we want it, God is always right on time. And prayer does work. I remember going through my transition with my home and, you know, and not having a home and not, but just praying and stepping out on that faith and trusting and believing God. And, you know, sometimes it's not right that minute or next day, but rest assured that God has your storm in mind and he has already worked it out. And by having faith and prayer, you know, that God will work it out for you. You just have to trust and believe. And when you pray, believe it in. Believe and know that God will come through for you and that that situation will be worked out. He has you. He has his hands on you. And we have to trust him and believe him. And we're so used to seeing things superficially. You cannot do that. You have to trust God spiritually. Know that he is working it out for you. It doesn't matter what it looks like around you. It doesn't matter what other people are doing. None of that matters. God wants you to trust him and believe him, have faith in him. And when you do, I mean, just think, Evangelist Bernard, I couldn't believe she drove to New Orleans by herself in her car, and she stepped out on faith and put her things in that car and said, Lord, I know you're with me. I pray for the angels to guide her. I pray a spirit of protection around her. I pray that every need be met, and I'm sure she had just people just praying, and she went by herself.
Yes, I did.
Courageous in itself. She went by herself in the whole way for her hair, for a place to stay, and not just any place to stay. God put her in comfort of a home and comfort with Sister Tammy and best stylist, I might say, to get her hair done and church service and, you know, best rest places for her. That's faith. You know, that's prayer and that's faith. And a lot of people wouldn't have took that drive by themselves, but she did it. You know, so to me, that's God right there. And, you know, that's my hero. Like, you would drive that far and trust God. You know, that's amazing. And God took her right there safely. So prayer does work. And we just, one thing we have to do is just pray and trust God. Because it isn't thy will, but thy will be done. And you know, we really have to trust and believe. So I thank you today. I thank you for that word of God, that word. And I'm going to go back and review that and stand on those words and speak those words out into the atmosphere and just trust and believe God. I got to believe him. I got to trust him. And I thank you, Father God, and continue to bless you, Evangelist Bernard. And God has so much for you there. It doesn't matter what anybody say. Doesn't matter what the people say, and only trust God because he's working and doing it through you. And I thank you. And God bless you in the ministry. God bless you, Sister Ruby, for being a true soldier, a true woman of God, and just standing still and supporting Evangelist Bernard in her ministry. You are truly a woman of God, and I commend you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. You know what, Mike? Prophet Michael, we'll be to you in a minute. Prophetess Darlene Davis.
Bless the Lord, everyone. Good afternoon. God bless. I truly thank God for God being God. Thank God this afternoon for the word. I thank God because prayer does change things, and prayer still works. Prayer still works. And so I thank God. I give God honor on this afternoon. I just give honor to Pastor Bernard. I thank God it's good to hear your voice. I thank God for the anointing that's on your life. I thank God for what he's doing and what he has done. And as Sister Albertine was speaking, and she was saying, you know, some people wouldn't have took their ride, and I began to think about some people don't have enough faith to go around the corner or two or three blocks, more or less than when you went. But I thank God that you went out there in the deep, and God is taking you out there. And I thank God that you have that faith and the prayers was all around you. So I thank God because prayers still work. And I remember way, way back things that happened in my life. And I know if it wasn't because of God, I would not have made it. And so I thank God for the prayers of the righteous of elements. I thank God that prayer is still working, what God is doing and what he's doing even on this broadcast, what he's doing in my life. He's blowing my mind. God is really blowing my mind. He said it was time to get up and rise, and he's doing just that. And because of the prayers, you know, and the prayers of this broadcast, I thank God for the prayers of the broadcast when I came in broken, when I came in downtrodden, when I didn't want to go forward. Thank God I came on this line. Thank God for Pastor Prophetess Till when she introduced me to this line, because it was a broken time for me. But I thank God he's healing, he's restoring, and it's because of the prayers. It's because of the prayers that you have prayed and others have prayed, and it was the prayers of the people. And I thank God because now I can pray, get back on my post and pray for others. So I thank God we need one another. We have to pray for one another, and we have to encourage one another in the body. And we all need, we are all one. Hallelujah. And when one hurt, the other should hurt. And we got to pray for one another. We can't look at what the people's faults is. We can't look at what we want to see or what we think it should be. God just wants us to pray. And he's telling us it's time for purification, sanctification, and it's time for prayer. And, you know, and that's where God is saying that we have to be at. So we have to go into our secret place. So I just thank God for knowing prayer and knowing how to commune with God. But I thank God also he's taken some of us to a higher place in prayer. So I just thank God. I thank God for the word you gave on today. And I thank God, you know, for the book of Daniel. And I just thank God that he stood on God's word, that he stood in God. Yes. He wasn't moved by what things, words, and people and situations and circumstances. And we can't be moved by other things and people, places, and circumstances. We got to stand on God's word. We got to pray in season and out of season until we see God move. And so we got to be encourageable. We got to wait on God and be of good courage. And we can't be complaining while we wait. We got to rejoice while we waiting. We got to praise God while we waiting. We got to know that we put the prayer down that it's going to be answered. We got to know as two or more came together in agreement. You got to be careful who you're agreeing with too, because everybody ain't on one accord with God. Everybody ain't on one accord with, you know, with even with you, with your plans and your purpose and your vision. And you got to, once you find somebody that's on, you know, a group of people that's on that vision and that prayer, then you begin to pray on one accord and watch God move and God work. And Sister Albertine, I want to say to you, you're really growing. You're growing, and I thank God for what God is doing in your life. Let him continue to do it, and he's taking you to a new place. And he's taking you even higher. Just continue to pray. And I thank God because you're just growing in the spirit. God bless you. And God bless each and every one of you. And I thank God for each and every one of you. And continue to pray. Don't stop praying, because we need prayer. And everyone needs prayer. And sometimes it takes time to pray for others. And God will work out your situation. God bless you all. God bless you.
God bless you, too. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
God bless you. We're going to. Thanks for being patient. We're going to Prophet Michael Lewis.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot. I wasn't able to say goodbye to you, Brother Prophet Mike, but I just want to thank you. I left my sister in good hands, and the better hands is of God, but God always uses vessels in the earth, so I thank you for all that you've done and all that you are continually doing on behalf of my sister Danielle. And I'm comforted. I was a little saddened, but God comforted me and let me know that she'll be right behind me. So I just believe God, and I've got to trust him, because he's the only one can open that door. Hey, glory to God. So I just thank God for you tuning in with us today, and I pray that all will be well real soon.
Amen, amen. I wasn't able to catch the very beginning of what she was teaching, but the things that I did catch the last 10 to 15 minutes, it's something that you said is so profound, and yet it remains true. You know, the Bible tells us that in order to have friends, one must first show himself friendly. So no matter what your situation down there in New Orleans, no matter what's going on, you just remember to remain friendly. You go out and you create the friendships that you want to create in God. You know, one thing about God, and I'm a witness to it, if you go and show yourself friendly, other doors will open. And God gives you opportunity to meet other people that help open those doors, that will begin to strengthen a bond that will allow you to do what God has called you to do. And on top of that, where you say it as God added to the church daily, such as should be saved. Well, all one thing about God, his word stands assured whether we accept it or we reject it. The word of God is true all by itself. And one thing about God, Sister Adrian, concerning your life is he's saying he won't let your faithfulness go unrewarded. You have planted seeds in those 30 years that you've been gone from home. You didn't leave New Orleans and went and sat idle in Atlanta, or you were idle in Los Angeles, or you were idle while you was in Stockton. No, you planted seed. You gave diligently. You invested your heart into the ministry, and God knows this. So God is going to send people in your direction in New Orleans because of the harvest that you raise here in Stockton, California. And I'm a firm believer that, you know, the word of God says, you cast your bread upon the waters, not many days it shall return. Well, your return is getting ready to come for the investment that you made here in Stockton, California. You impacted a lot of folk. Once you opened up this radio blog talk, it has impacted people worldwide. And those same people is going to invest into your family. This is what God has done. This is what God called seed time and harvest time. Well, seed time, it's a continuous process, but now the harvest of your family is getting ready to come in. Why? Because you have invested into other families. You have spoken word into other families. You have prayed for other families. And God, one thing about, he's not a God that we cannot go to day and night, cry to all night long, that we don't see the residual of the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous. This is why he said, man ought always to pray. We think because God don't answer speedily, this is what the fool said in his heart, there is no God. We think God should answer as soon as we speak, and we look for the return. But he say, justice delayed is not justice denied. So the prayers that have prayed concerning your family, it's been delayed. It has not been denied that they shall be saved. They shall be delivered. They shall be healed. They shall be made whole. They shall be baptized in the name of Jesus. God knows this. It doesn't look like it's happening right now, but it is coming. You just got to hold on. No matter how dark and how dim it seemed in New Orleans, best believe your light is on. And that's all God required, is that your light be on. Because he said if your light on, they can put you up on a hill, baby. And guess what? That light cannot be healed. He said, man, don't take a light and hide it under a bushel. No, but you let your light so shine that men, women, boys, glorifying your Father. So, again, justice delayed, Sister Adrian, God is not denied the requests that you have prayed unto him unendlessly. And I'm going to close with this. It's just like the woman that went to the unjust judge. She cried unto this unjust judge day and night. And it was at a point where when she went before the unjust judge, the Bible say this man didn't fear God and he had no respect for man. He wants you to understand he didn't fear God and no respect or regard for man. But because of this woman, she troubled him daily, asking him to avenge her of her adversary. And then one day when she came before him, he said, what is it you want? And she cried the same thing. He said, hold it, wait a minute, look, go do whatever this woman is asking. I'm tired of her bothering me. God said, well, look, this unjust judge got enough sense to go and answer. He said, how much more will not your Father answer those that cry unto him day and night?
Thanks.
So it might be delayed, but he ain't forgot. He has not forgot your labor of love, Sister Adrian. He haven't forgotten you. He have not forgotten you. And like you said, Danielle is in great hands because she's in God's hands. And the doors that you prayed when you started, when I met you, praying for God to heed to your sister, he's doing it. And the work is right where it need to be, from the lawyer going to President Obama. God got all that in his hand. It's according to his time. Because it's been delayed, it does has not been denied. So Danielle will be following you shortly. She's on her way. And I told you before, if you need me to come down there, I don't have a problem going nowhere in the world to be a witness unto God. I love witnessing. I love telling folks about God. I love teaching on the baptism. I love teaching the oneness of God. I love fellowship, because this is what Jesus called us to. He called us to a fellowship. And it's a lot of preachers in the last couple of months been taking their lives. But I want you to know, Sister Adrian, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how tough it looks, look, you keep your hands in the center of God. You keep your life in the center of his will. When things go bad and it seems to be getting rough, you cry to your daddy even more. You cry even louder. You cry even harder. And he promised he would never leave you and he'll never forsake you. He said that in his word. He promised you that he's going to set Danielle free and he's going to hasten to his word that he's spoken for your family, for sending you back to New Orleans. They're coming. They're coming. Just believe when you speak it, it's already in operation. The enemy knows it, so he's going to have them acting a fool briefly. He got to, because he know when you touch down, bring in your car, when it crossed that city line from whatever city before to get to New Orleans, when your car pulled up in New Orleans, he knew. And his whole kingdom began to shake because you brought something with you. You didn't come alone. The angels been went before you. They just was waiting on you to show back up. They're there. They're at your disposal. So you call on the God of all gods, the King of all kings, the Lord of glory. He's there in New Orleans waiting for you to command him. He said, command ye me. God told us, command ye me. It's time for you now to command God what you want him to do. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
And
yes,
God has confirmed that you wasn't on the line. You were locked.
Huh?
Yeah, she's sort of breaking up.
That's okay. Praise the Lord. I was saying that you weren't on the broadcast earlier in everything you've spoken. I spoke some of that earlier, and God have already confirmed it out of your mouth. God all day to confirm his word.
Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless you today, God.
Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah. I was just telling him, make your request known to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He told us to prove him. Hallelujah. And as I look, and I'm going to let Sister Ruby have my remarks, as I'm just looked, I say, Lord, I'm returning. No furniture. No children. Don't even have a place to lay my hand, but you told me to go.
Hallelujah.
So I'm putting everything in your hands, God. You told me to go, and I have obeyed your voice. Amen. So every door that I need open, I'm trusting in you. I am looking to my
Hallelujah.
Brother. I'm not looking to my sister. Even I was talking to my brother. About office space. He told me they got a dog. He has his dog, so he valued a dog. And I just marvel at that. People love on animals, but they can't love on people. I don't know what kind of. I just don't understand it. But I said, no, I'm not gonna be in no office with no dog. I just spoke that this morning. I said, God, you got a place there. Hallelujah. So I'm giving it in God's hand. God told me to go. and I'm gone. Yeah. So not everything that I have need of, God will provide. But even if he don't, I still know he's able. I'm still going to serve him. Amen, because it's about souls. I have invested 30 years of my life, hallelujah, serving God. And do you think I'm going to throw it away because of unbelief? God, I trusted God. I've been in, lived in three different states, California, Georgia, and Louisiana. So you don't think I'm going to trust God in every state that I went in other than Louisiana? I had to learn the highway. I had to go from school to school with all these children. But God allowed me and gave me strength to raise all of these children. They are young women and young men now, and guess what? For the rest of my life, I'm going to serve God. I don't have no great-grandchildren to take care of. I don't have no more babies, and I don't intend on taking care of no more babies. It's over with for me, baby. So I pray that God allow them to live, because I'm gonna get some of these babies, these souls. That's my job. That's my job, to bring in some of these babies into the kingdom of God and take them out of the hand of the enemy. There, anybody that's sitting around Mother Charity and saying there's nothing to do in the kingdom, they are liars, and the truth ain't there. There's much work to be done. Souls are dying every day. Hallelujah. Neighborhood. We got neighbors in our neighborhood that we haven't even told, and we haven't even told them about Jesus. Right next door, somebody is there and they don't know about Jesus. Right in your home, we are afraid to even tell our own kin folks that Jesus saves to the utmost. Hallelujah. I told my brother, I said, you're going to be a deacon. He told me, "Are you gonna pay me?" I said, "God gonna pay you, hallelujah! And if you keep your hand out the offering pan, then God will bless you. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah! God is a rewarder, hallelujah! And He'll never forget your labors of love. I thank you for that word, Brother Mike. Hey, hallelujah! I thank you." Hallelujah, I thank you, because I'm going to need prayer and prayer and prayer and prayer and more prayer while I'm here in New Orleans. But God, I'm well able, hallelujah, and as long as I continue to lift up Jesus, God will do everything that I need in my life. Amen. So I'm going to Sister Ruby. Thank you all. We have a great lineup this week that's going to continue with this subject this week. So, hallelujah, we're looking to go forward and still to encourage the people of God, to let them know that prayer still works. Amen. I'm going to go to Sister Ruby for her remarks, and she can close us on out. God bless you. You can go to someone to close us out with prayer, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
Okay, we got a new number came in. I think we had it before. I'm going to go there a minute. 919.
This is me, Sister Ruby.
Minister Billy.
God bless you, Billy.
What? I'm not using your number here today. Okay, God bless. Go ahead, Sister Billy.
God bless you. I was just wanted to get on the line. I've been really busy today, but just wanted to get on the line and thanking God for you making a safe journey across. We pray for you Saturday, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
Brother
Jesus.
Mike.
Thank you.
We were on the line, and we had Prophet Michael Lewis said a prayer for you. So we just thanking God that you made it safe, and now
thank
you're closer
you.
To us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I'm so happy about that. Thank you, Jesus. So I just wanted to let you know that I was on the line.
Amen. Well, thank you. I know the prayers of the righteous was availing. I tell you, I hope I never have to do that again. I drove for about 17 or 18 hours straight. Amen.
Oh,
I didn't stop till I got to Beaumont, Texas. I drove about 17 or 18 hours. Then I did another 12 hours. And then my body was collapsing. And I stopped in Beaumont, Texas.
and went into a hotel, and Sister Candy and Prophetess Glover especially would say, Adrian, you can't do that. You can't do that. But, you know, it's mind over matter. We can do anything we put our hearts to do. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I'm going to get here. I wasn't trying to go in the hotel for no 3 or 4 hours and spend all that money. And the Lord brought me, but I did go in the hotel in Beaumont, Texas. And when I woke up that morning, I slept about 8 or 9 hours. And when I woke up that morning, my cousin said, you got about 5.5 hours. You about 5.5 hours from New Orleans. I said, I'll be there in 3.5 hours. And I was there in about at least 3 hours and 45 minutes, no more than 4 hours. And that was my last stretch. And I just thank God I didn't have a flat tire. I didn't have no strangers approaching me. God took care of me on that journey.
Amen. Hallelujah.
But I hope I never have to do that again. Woo, Jesus, I had me some gospel music and some tapes. Sister Cammy had made me some, had did some CDs for me, and I had Sirius XM, you know, it plays 24/7. And I just, you know, that was a special time for me, and I was able to really communicate and talk to the Lord. So it was a beautiful, beautiful trip. Again, I wouldn't do it again, and I don't think God will allow me to do it again. But he carried me over the dangerous highways. I didn't have a flat tire. Even my gas, saints of God, when I got, like, out of California, the gas even decreased to, like, $3.20. So the money that I had allocated for gas, God stretched it. I don't think I spent no more than $310 or $15 on gas. And that was over 2,000 miles. Lord, I look back and say, how I got over. So thank you all for your prayers. I appreciate it so much, so much. Amen. So Sister Ruby, back to you.
God bless you. Okay, we're going. These numbers keep popping up. They're glad to hear your voice. 504-507. Okay, thank you so much for calling in. We're here Monday to Friday, the same time. We start at 1 p.m. California time. Okay. We got everybody. Vagis Bernard, it was a blessing. The Lord gave you the word, a rhema word. They don't sign off because God have a rhema word just for you, just for me, and just for all of the audience. We're so excited, Twitter, Facebook, Block Talk, everywhere you go. And I said, Lord, I thank you for the anointed word that come off of this broadcast all the time. And the words that you said there, and I guess I'm close than a lot of people when you were in Stockton because you were training me and with the switchboard, and we were there quite a bit in each other's company and doing the broadcast for the Lord. But I said, Lord, it was so right that you would give her prayer still work because you pray, you're a praying woman all the time. You're a praying saint. So with that, I say, Lord, God bless you. We thank him so much for giving you rest and taking you over the dangerous highways and keeping you safe. And the angels were the camping round about you. And I say this, and I always have told you this. If the Lord gave you the vision, he's got the provision. So God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. We love you, love of Jesus, and we're so excited that you're back on the line. Amen. Evangelist?
Ruby, Sister Ruby, I told Sister Ruby she need to pack up. She's single. She's a single woman. I said, you need to pack up and come out here, Ruby. Sister Ruby said, the Lord ain't spoke that to her. Amen. He might be speaking to you, but he spoke that to me, I tell you. So Sister Ruby has been so faithful to this ministry and to this broadcast and to my family. She has just been an exceptional blessing in my life. And I tell you, if I had 2 or 3 more Sister Rubies, Lord have mercy, I wouldn't know how to act. So I really thank God for Sister Ruby laying in the switchboard. She didn't learn everything. There's still some things that she needs to learn about this studio and what have you, but the things that she do know, she's able to carry this broadcast efficiently, and I just really praise God for her. I tell you, Sister Ruby, you've been such a blessing, and I tell you, God, I'll never forget all that you've done for this ministry and all that you've done for me and my family. You have been a tremendous blessing, and she never wants nobody to make over her and what have you. But, you know, the Bible tells me to give honor to whom honor is due, and I really honor Sister Ruby for stepping on in and being here. Sometimes I'm not able to get to the computer and see the switchboard, and it is very vital to this broadcast that we have a studio, because that's how we're able to open up our lines, and we're able to connect with the social media, and we're able to have our profile and do different things on this Blog Talk Radio. So I just thank God for Sister Ruby. So Sister Ruby, we thank you. We love you and appreciate you for the work that you're doing for the kingdom of God. And she always reminds the listeners, she's not working for Sister Bernard. She's working for the kingdom of God. Amen. So we just appreciate her. Appreciate Mother Charity being so faithful to this line. And all of you that call in daily, you will never know how much it really means to me. I told Sister Albertine, I'm going to send my two granddaughters and my niece to Woodland Hills to get their hair done. Oh, when I find things that are beautiful and lovely, I'm not a person that keep it to myself. I will share it. Amen. And so Sister Albertine works in a beautiful salon, and she's a faithful listener of this broadcast and a faithful supporter, and we just appreciate her. She blessed me while I was there, her and Sister Cammy. So we just praise God. All of your prayers, I tell you, I know the saints was praying for me, because there's no way that physically I could have done what I've done without y'all prayers. I tell you, it's crazy. But my mama tell me I'm crazy, so I say, well, I'm crazy for Jesus, so it's all good. So amen. Thank you all. We're looking to go forward for the rest of this week. We will have some speakers too. Wednesday, Pastor Beatrice Martin out of Stockton, California, will be with us. And Tuesday and Thursday, we have a speaker also. We're just waiting for confirmation, so it won't be me. Amen. So God bless you all. We'll see you on tomorrow. Sister Ruby, thank you, Prophetess Glover. Appreciate you. Prophetess Darlene, I've gotten all of your messages, and I know you've been praying for me. I think that's my niece-in-law with this 504 area code, Sister Ruby, but they'll get on the line, but they never want to say anything. So God bless you all.
Well, we're going to let
thank you, Minister Billy. Love you, Prophet Mike. Everybody, we appreciate you, Sister T, too.
Yes, they got back on, but she dropped off. Sister Albertine, you can close us out with prayer.
Amen.
Okay, no problem. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to glorify you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Letting us rise this morning because you didn't have to do it, Father God. We thank you for letting us start to make it to New Orleans safely. Thank you for sending the angels out. Father God, we just pray and decree right now that all the things that we have been praying for, Father God, all the things that we've been asking for, Father God, all the things that we have been sowing seeds and faithfully we leave you and we receive that it shall be done in Jesus' name. And Father God, I pray for all the listeners and all the people that have come aboard online and for this week, Lord, just give us favor this week, Father God. Guide us and lead us. And, you know, lead our foot. You, the good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. Order our footsteps, Father God. And let us go out and pray for those that are in need, Father God. If we see someone, let us pray for them. Even the ones who despite, you said pray for those who despitefully use us, Father God. And we pray right now, Lord, lead us through this week, Father God. Guide us and strengthen us, Father God. Continue to lift us up and continue to teach us and show us how to pray and who to pray for, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, and we give you all the
I don't have to do. I didn't know what I got to do.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, we glorify you. We thank you, Lord, and we thank you for just keeping us, Father God, giving us another day, Father God, and allowing us to just keep your word, Father God, keep it close to our heart, Father God, and not only give us your word, but give us your word for us to go out and teach others, minister to others, pray for others, Father God, and we thank you, and we give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, Jesus, we praise you. Worship you. We glorify your holy name. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Lord,
amen.
We glorify you, Father. We thank
you. Your lives open. You can pray the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
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 We pray.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I love you.
Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven, let it rain, let it rain. Help me, somebody, say it tonight.
Open the floodgates of
yeah. feel the rain. I feel the rain. I feel the rain. Anybody feel the rain? Anybody in this place, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
Is there anybody in here, you feel the rain?
I feel the rain.
I feel the rain. Maybe you need to look at somebody and tell them, it's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
It's raining.
Tomorrow. We're closing out.